Chugabook, WBOB, Minneapolis.
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eyes, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand. My heart is in my hand. Yes. Just hear those savage beats and go put on your cleats and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire. It's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business, man is saying, I'll go crazy. Try me. You've got the power. If you want me, I don't mind. Bewildered. $1 million seller, lost someone. The very latest release, Night Train. Let's everybody shout and shimmy. Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the star of the show, James Brown and the Famous Flame.
Fellas, don't drink that coffee. You'd never guess. There was a fish in the percolator.
stuff?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes. You bet. You bet.
Right Thank over you. Here.
Damn good coffee. And hot.
There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-I.
Take a K and a E, N and a T, U and a C-K-Y, and that spells...
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting. Use Gritto, radio friends. The soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water, then listen to it fizz. Remember, Gritto, spelled sideways, is otrigger. And now Gritto's own story of Sandra Sandpile, and here's Mud in Your Eye. Music.
Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. Look at the cycles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Chicken. You know? Chicken? I got in one of those cars, and Buzz, one of those kids, he got in the other car, and we had to drive fast. And then jumped, see, before the car came to the edge of the bluff, and I got out okay, and Buzz didn't, and...
Well, so you just get it off your chest, son.
That is not what I mean. Dad, I have never done anything right. I've been going around with my head in a sling for years. I didn't want to drag you into this, but I can't help it. See, I think that you can't just go around proving things and pretending like you're tough.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't, even though you got you look a certain way, you can't...
That's right, you're absolutely...
You're absolutely
right.
You're not listening to me!
It's a brand new day.
Good morning, Pee-wee.
Morning, Mr. Breakfast.
Can I have some Mr. T cereal?
Okay. I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal.
La 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 la.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning.
Good morning, starshine.
Morning, Pee-wee.
Well, Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. Oh, what's so funny, Pee-wee?
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
It's not for sale. Francis.
My father says everything's negotiable.
Pee-wee. I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
Now give me money.
What I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Cash. Oh, that's what I need.
I want to be rich.
of a rich girl.
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I've sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself.
Oh, Your Excellency.
You're not so bad yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the Hollywood Club.
This message was brought to you by the Upper Midwest Council for Better Virgin, for Better Vision.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Costello, I'm going to New York with you.
You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're a coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first
base? He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to
who?
The contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Name on first base.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, what do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
Oh, what is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Look, you got a pitcher on the team.
Sure.
What's the pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll
who
break is... your arm, you say, who's on I first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
And a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher?
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. Catcher too.
No, they don't.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, if I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you asked me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you asked me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
As you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
Well, what?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot.
Never been hired. Clean out your desk, you've been fired. You come in late, you have a bad attitude. You don't wear ties, you're a professional and rude. And I'm sick and tired. Turn in your keys, you've been fired. gas jams and the stomach flu, all standard excuses, not one of them true. How you lasted this long, the point is moot. As of this moment, you're getting the boot on the old size 9. Good luck on the unemployment line. You got 10 seconds to get out of my sight. Clean out your desk, you've been fired.
Here he is in person, the king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks.
You got me, Doc. I'm going. Everything is getting dark. I'm going to kick the bucket.
Way! The wabbit kicked the bucket.
The rabbit kicked the bucket. The rabbit kicked the bucket. The rabbit kicked the bucket. The rabbit kicked the bucket. The bucket.
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Talk, talk. Talk, talk. Talk, talk. Talk, talk.
You know, you haven't stopped talking since I came here. You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me?
One more.
Come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. Where it is money they have, and peace they like.
Ray. Just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. And sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find that reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
There's a drive, way back! It might be! It could be! It is! A home run!
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. Reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again.
Stan waits. Now the stretch from the belt. Here's the pitch. Line drive up it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! The runner scores! He's the runner scores! Look, he's going to stick it with another! Holy cow, he came through!
The bathroom window, I saw a light shine from the window.
Did you put the envelope in your pocket?
Maybe.
I don't want any maybe. We've got to find that money.
I've no good to you.
Uncle Billy, look. You realize what's going to happen if we don't find it? Listen to me. Do you have any secret hiding place here in the house? Someplace you'd hide the money?
I've gone over the whole house, even in rooms that have been locked since I lost.
Listen to me.
I can't think anymore, George. I can't think anymore. It hurts.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Hey.
Goofy! Goofy! Have a hectic day?
Oh, yeah. Another big red letter day for the Baileys.
Goofy! Excuse me.
Excuse you for what?
I burped.
And now, a salute to bloopers, those unforgettable little mistakes and slips of the tongue that we enjoyed so much during those golden years of live radio.
People freak, they go, aren't you afraid, Tim? Aren't you afraid of going to hell? Don't you lay in bed at night, deep in the dark night, listening to your own heartbeat? Going, hello, it's time to pay back for those jokes. What? What, Lord? Let's see how you like this tune. You turn on the television and they got this 2-year-old, 3-inch wasted kid, and they're going, and the voiceover's like, won't you please help? How can you sit there in that air conditioned, fully heated home with an icebox and cupboard full of food in a country where you can eat 24 hours a day while little Haji pick up that phone? Won't you please help her? It's like, hey, why don't you feed him? You're only 5 feet away! Why don't you get him one of your sandwiches you packed for the day? Camera with a baby Ruth going, they can't see me, can they?
You like it only one.
I do. I feel sorry for lepers because lepers never know when this is going to happen. But... oh, yeah, Reverend Jim Baker. Of course, we don't have to call him Reverend anymore. We can just call him Jim. Oh, God did kick his ass, man. He lost everything. He's ruined. And the worst thing at all, he still has to wake up to her. I mean, come on, some of you people know what I'm talking about. You've been in relationships where you weren't in love, and you had to act like you were, and the person just, like, drove you up the wall. And it just seems like it's going to go on forever. I go to sleep, and I just sit there and just hope. You know, my dream was I wake up, and there's a little note laying next to me. It goes, I understand I'm gone. Oh, she took her clothes with her and everything she owns. I guess she won't have to come back. But that doesn't happen, does it? No, I feel like the Godfather. You wake up next to the horse's head going, oh, I'm still here.
Wait, really, can't you...
Oh, no, don't worry. Just keep your hands and feet away from his mouth.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
See if you can guess what I am now. I'm a zit. Get it?
Now I've got it. Ooh, baby, I got it. Ooh, baby, I got it. I can't do without it.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke. Let's boogaloo till we puke.
At the Destillate Club. We'd like to do for you now a tune entitled
Oh, What a Time I Had with Minnie the Mermaid Down at the Bottom of the Sea. Now I forgot my troubles there amongst the bubbles. Gee, but she was awfully good to me. And every night when the starfish came out, I'd hug and kiss her so. I had with Minnie the mermaid down in her seaweed bungalow. Down in her seaweed bungalow.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
Let's start with a basic two-beat turn. I'll count it for you like this. Step left, around, and together with the right.
If I was in your shoes, I'd be
leaving. What a good idea.
Later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
It's over, it's over, it's over.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the cuffs get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Working for a living.
what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
I didn't know you were a lawyer. You're awfully shy for a lawyer.
You bet I'm shy. I'm a shyster lawyer.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I went out Friday night to a churning pool. Then bopped her with a size 12 bowling shoe. She gives me kielbasa and she makes me drink that wine. And then she likes to dance that love polka number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I told her I didn't even know what it was with sex. She looked at my crotch and she made some kind of sign. She said, what you need to dance is love polka number 9. And she danced. I did not know if it was day or night. I dimey bougie every pony in sight. But when I bougie Stella on a street called Eveline, she wanted to dance that love polka number 9. Then she danced. Friday night, which you know who. That bacha with the size 12 bowling shoe. She gave me kielbasa and she made me drink that wine. And then she started to dance that love polka number 9.